Senator, let's talk about now Latin America. And there are a lot of countries that are having trouble right now. I'm going to mention the countries, and I want you to tell me what you think about the United States should do. If you are elected president, what do you do regarding those countries? Let's start with Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you should do with Venezuela if you're elected president?
I think Venezuela is a compelling argument for energy independence. I would not sit down with President Hugo Chavez, as Senator Obama said that he would do, without precondition, and I would do everything in my power to support democracy and freedom and human rights in Venezuela. As we know, Hugo Chavez is moving towards a autocracy in Venezuela and depriving people of their democratic rights.
The United States should ignore the comments that Hugo Chavez made every time he talked about the United States?
I think we should not dignify Hugo Chavez in any way, and we should become independent of foreign oil, and we should advocate strongly for the preservation of democracy in Venezuela.
What do you think about Bolivia, the situation that is going on right now there?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very similar to with Morales as it is with Chavez. They are very similar, and I would basically say the same thing. And our advocacy for democracy and human rights throughout the region means we should be paying a lot more attention to the region. We should be supporting President Uribe in Colombia. We should be in support of free trade agreements, and Senator Obama has opposed the free trade agreements. I support them. It'll be good for the economies and good for democracy.
Many people have the feeling, Senator, that Latin America is ignoring Washington. If you're elected president, what do you do to not forget Latin American?
Pay more attention. I know the issues. I know the leaders. Senator Obama has never been south of our border in his entire life. I understand, and we'll pay much more attention to the region.
Since we are here in Miami, let's talk about Cuba. What do you think should happen in Cuba, or the United States to handle the situation with Cuba?
I think that Raul Castro has just shown, by refusing humanitarian assistance to his people, that he cares more about power than his people. And I think it's very disappointing that he has done so. And we have to maintain our advocacy of free elections, human rights organizations functioning, and emptying the prisons of political prisoners.
Senator, finally, let's talk about Spain. If you're elected president, would you be willing to invite President José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero to the White House to meet with you?
I would be willing to meet with those leaders who are friends and want to work with us in a cooperative fashion. And by the way, President Calderon of Mexico is fighting a very, very tough fight against the drug cartels. And I'm glad we are now working in cooperation with the Mexican government on the Merida plan. And I intend to move forward with relations and invite as many of them as I can, of those leaders, to the White House.
Will that invitation be extended to the Zapatero government, to the president itself?
Honestly, I have to look at the relations and the situations and the priorities, but I can assure you I will establish closer relations with our friends, and I will stand up to those who want to do harm to the United States of America. I know how to do both.
So you have to wait and see if he's willing to meet with you, or you be able to do it in the White House?
Well, again, I don't. All I can tell you is that I have a clear record of working with leaders in the hemisphere that are friends with us and standing up to those who are not, and that's judged on the basis of the importance of our relationship with Latin America and the entire region.
Okay, what about you? I'm talking about the president of Spain.
What about me? What?
Okay, are you willing to meet with him if you're elected president?
I am willing to meet with any leader who is dedicated to the same principles and philosophy that we are for human rights, democracy, and freedom, and I will stand up to those that do not.
Finally, Senator, can you say I forgot the word. Say hello to the listeners of Caracol Radio.
Thank you to the listeners, and thank you all for being involved in this election, which is one of the most important elections in history. And the state of Florida will probably be one of those states that decides the future president of the United States. I'll work hard here. I love the state, and it's wonderful to be back.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye.